KB8RVP, KB8RVP, KA8LVFOM.
All right, good morning, Chris. Hey, aren't you an hour early?
That's okay, though.
I had to say something. Yep, we made the time change. It was nice having some extra daylight yesterday evening. We made the switch. Hopefully you had a good weekend. We had Cade spend the night. He's three. One of the grandkids. He stayed the night Friday night. And then Saturday we went to a chili cook-off in Fowlerville. They have a chili cook-off every year to raise money for the Fowlerville fireworks. We went to that, and then Sunday we had a get-together for Patty's mom for her birthday. We played cards and hung out and had pizza, and Patty made a cake. That was fun. The weekend went by pretty quick. How was yours? KB8RVP.
Yeah, it went by quick. It was productive. Yeah, nothing like switching all the clocks again. We were up north for the weekend and put up a long wire antenna finally. I had borrowed a bow from a compound bow from my general foreman. He's finally getting that back after having it for probably a little over a month. And I had picked up some practice arrows, attached some strings to them and glued the string onto the arrow, and that way I could retrieve it. And first time I shot it, stupid arrow, wind caught. It was starting to come off the lake. Started to get pretty breezy. That one kind of veered off, and then it got tangled up in the tree, so I ended up cutting that loose and then putting on the next one. Second time was a charm. Perfect. And I had to shoot it over another tall tree, and then from there I just started to spool off my wire on it off a great big spool that I got from kind of like a secondhand store, St. Vincent de Paul from up north. They had this great big roll of two conductor wire, real thin, 18 gauge, like you'd use for like speakers, like to run up in an attic. It wasn't shield or anything, it was just a two conductor wire, and it had a overall coating over the top. So I ended up taking and using that. That worked perfect. Didn't tune it or anything like that, but it's up there. It's up in the trees, and got it attached on another end, and next time I go up, kind of mess with that outside a little bit here and there, and apply some power to it and see what happens. So that's what I ended up doing over the weekend. It was nice. Chop some wood up. I'll be by a minute. Yeah, on Friday, chopped up some wood. I got kind of cold Friday night, so when we arrived Friday, I ended up splitting some wood, bringing that in, starting up the wood stove. And Saturday morning was pretty cool too, so I ended up starting a fire in the wood burner again Saturday morning. pretty much ran that almost a good half the day. Got some real good heat out of that. So, yeah, what's a good weekend? When we got home last night, the daughter that stayed home, she, all the clocks were not adjusted, so took forever to set them all on that, you know, after coming back. But, yeah, it seemed good to have extra daylight. I'm sure the grandchildren over at your place enjoyed their time with you guys. Extra light to play outside. Watching my pickup truck finally yesterday. Seemed nice to give it a good scrub. Bought some inexpensive car soap. That was a joke. Bought it over at Walmart. Think it was their brand. I'll never do that again. I'll just stick with Meguiar's car soap and just pay the extra money. Now I know why I do. KB8RVP, KB8 all the way up. Makes the difference.
Hey, you got to try. Some of the generic things or store brand things are good, and some of them aren't. And that's how you find out when you use them. Yeah, it looks like today they're saying 61 and sunny. We'll take it. Tomorrow, 49. Wednesday, 46. Thursday, 56. And Friday, 68. So we'll get a couple of nice days. I need to get the oil changed in my car. I've got a catch can on my ST, so I gotta change or empty the oil catch can. It gets more moisture in it in the winter time, of course. But it's I'm glad I've got it on there. It keeps the valve clean longer on the direct injection engine. I still clean the valve once a year, the intake valve, but it keeps it down a lot. I get about probably 4 to 6 ounces of gunk, kind of a, I don't know what you want to call it, it's a milky, oily substance that you drain out of there, but I have to drain it. Make sure I keep up on it in the wintertime more than the summertime. But, yeah, it's going to be nice this week. You have to keep an eye on the heat at work because it's going to be in the 60s today and in the 40s tomorrow. So you guys will be having fun. Remembering if you need to turn the heat on or not before you leave, because it's going to be probably 60 degrees when you leave unless you stay till 5. Glad you had a good weekend. Yeah, I've watched people do different methods to get those wires up in the air. That bow and arrow sounds like a great way to do it.
It actually was. Because before, during the winter, I was using a wrist rocket, you know, slingshot. And I wasn't getting anywhere of that, not at all. So, I've seen kites. It's like, no, I'll get the kite in the tree and that'll be it. That's all she wrote. So, never shot a bow before, so I was actually quite amazed. So was my wife. She goes, oh my God. You think you could do it at the end of the other tree? Because it leaves the house, the wire leaves the house, it goes straight out, goes over the tree, veers to the right, to the other tree, and then it comes back towards the house again. So it's almost like a half of a, whoops, like a half of a square. Yeah, are you talking about that frothy stuff that's like inside your oil cap? Looks like a caramel color. Yeah, that's from usually from a lot of moisture in short runs. You know, like for instance, like with my wife, that's what it would be on the other pickup truck. Is short, real short runs. It heats up and then take off down the road about 6 blocks and then shut her off, and the same hours later, you know, it's the same thing. So it doesn't really get like really hot like a lot of town driving with that pickup truck. And I noticed it quite a bit of froth, you know, caramel color froth in the inside of the oil cap. That's usually what it is. Moisture. I don't have a head gasket leak. I know that 110%. So that's out of the question. Yep. It worked now. Say something. I don't remember what in the world it was. But yeah, I'm gonna have to do an oil change in my daughter's car on that Hyundai. I notice it's starting to get a little dark, so better start changing that. Oh yeah. You're right. I'm definitely gonna set the heater's back on before I leave tonight. I'm not sure what time I'm leaving today, but yeah, I'll make sure to put the heaters back on. Knock off the chill in the morning for the guys. All right, I'll be clearing your final KB8RVC, K8 all the up. Thanks for the reminder on that.
Yep. Those short trips in the wintertime definitely get a lot of moisture. We take turns with taking different cars. Like the little Chevy Spark, like yesterday, when we get groceries, we only got a mile to go to Walmart. So I start it up and let it run for 5 or 10 minutes. We jump in and go. We go to Walmart, and then we go to VG's right across the street. And then to come home, I jump on the expressway, and I go down to Center Road on 23, turn around and come back into Fenton to get her good and warmed up and get that moisture out of there. And then Patty's car does more short trips than mine. So Saturday we took her car down out to Fowlerville, about a 40-mile drive, get it good and warmed up, and a 40-mile drive home. So we alternate. Yesterday we took my car to Fowlerville and back. But you definitely got to get them out on the highway once in a while and do a good half-hour drive. Used to work with a lady. She had a 1 mile drive to work and a 1 mile drive home, and she would take a trip to Linden or Argentine once a week and make a round trip just to get her car good and warmed up. I'll let you get into good in the work there. Have a good day. 73 KB8 RVP.
Hey, bud. Yep, getting down to the wire. Yeah, that's probably what I'll end up doing with my wife's truck. Take it for a half-hour ride before I change the oil. Get rid of all that stuff floating around in there. Have a good day. KB8RVP, K8 all the up. We're clear of the repeater. 73s. Thank you.
Now this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Charlie Zulu. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Charlie Zulu. Thank you.
No one wants to talk today. M-H-T-Y-U.
Quite copy that. Were you coming back to me?
Yes, sir, I was. This is Nancy 8, Golf Captain's Uniform. Just north of MS City, probably 15 miles to the east of the west.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't quite copy that at all. Maybe it's just my cheap Chinese radio, or I don't know, it just sounds like you're kind of really weak coming into the repeater there, sir. I couldn't copy anything that you said. It sounded like you were telling me your call sign, but that's all I could think of.
Okay, I got an antenna problem. More and more it's getting worse, it seems. All right, I'll get out of here. Sorry we couldn't chit-chat. If you can't hear me, no sense in talking. I got to get somebody up on my garage and look at this thing and see what the problem is. NATYU 73796. Bye.
All right, I did copy some of that. It sounded like you spoke up a little bit. It could be my end, too. I'm getting a little bit far away from the repeater. I'm down by Mount Holly. And the repeater is hitting me almost full strength, but it has a little static in and out. I turned my volume way up, and I could hear you a little bit, so I could make out what you were saying. I appreciate you coming back to me, though. There's a lot of dust on this repeater. Don't hear many people out there. 73 to you. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, Charlie, Zulu.
KEPLM radio test.
Doesn't sound very good. Are you hitting the repeater? I'm up here at East Cowboss, and all I hear is bacon frying. KESTV monitoring.
TOTDIS. TOTDIS.
Give me this one here.